This episode of the Hard Drive DL is brought to you by our friends at Napa Auto Parts. Conquer the job with Napa know-how.
You're listening to Hard Drive DL, available at harddriveradio.com or download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Hard Drive DL, the Hard Drive Radio podcast. My name is Paulie Walnuts. So glad you've decided to join us today for this great episode that we've got in store for you with our own Lou Brutus sitting down with Chad Gray of Hell Yeah. And Lou's known Chad for a long time. He's been interviewing him since the days of Mudvayne back in the early 2000s. So that's got to be 16, 17 years now. So you know they got a lot of history together, and there's always some good times when those guys get together. So I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, it's Lou Brutus on board the Hell Yeah bus with his most royal Chadness. It's very good to see you, my friend. How are you?
It's always great to see you. How are you? I'm doing okay, man. I'm just, you know, taking it all in, touring, you know, obviously just trying to stay focused.
Well, I got to hand it to you guys. I think this has been the most successful album and touring cycle that you've ever had. Why do you suppose it's gone so well?
I have no idea. I mean, I think that we, you know, we like you know, I've told this story a million times. It's like we started, you know, getting back to our roots. You know, when we started it, it was an experiment, and you know, the more line that led out of Mudvayne and stuff like that, it was like I needed, you know, I didn't aspire to be a rock singer. I wanted to be a metal singer. You know, that's what I did, you know, and that's what I do. And it was so cool because it was almost unspoken, and we got back to our roots. You know, Vinny got back to being Vinny, I got back to being me, Tom got back to being him. You know, fucking Nothing Face was heavy as shit. Pantera, obviously heavy as shit. Mudvayne, heavy. You know, Kyle and Blood Simple, heavy. You know, and we got Brady, who's a tremendous talent. You know, he doesn't have the clicks on the odometer like we do, but he's like a Vegas guy. You know, so he plays in all those like rock vaults and like Blue Man Group. You know, they have like the bands up in the lofts or whatever. He's like played in Blue Man Group. I mean, he does all that kind of stuff. So he's like a seasoned player. You know, he just, you know, hasn't been a road player. But I mean, man, he's really come along. And I mean, he's got a fantastic voice. So it's just, you know, we're able to do the songs that we record better live. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times in the studio, I mean, I sing the harmonies and stuff like that, you know? Obviously, I can't sing the melody and the harmony at the same time. So now I've got a harmony guy that can actually sing well. So I think from a vocal standpoint, it's become a lot better. I'm sober. I don't even know how long. people always ask, how long? I'm like, I don't remember since the last time. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm not drinking today. You know what I mean? That's what I keep telling myself. But I tell myself every day when I wake up in the morning, I'm not drinking today, and I'm going to make it through today. I'm going to live through today. You know what I mean? Those are goals that I can accomplish. You know, and everything's just good. You know what I mean? I mean with the band, it's good. You know, life's always throwing curveballs. You know what I mean? And you know, so we're just doing the best we can, you know, but it's been exciting, you know. I mean, it's cool to see Love Falls, you know, touching so many people or whatever. You know, there's a misconception with that song. I'm hanging by a thread, a rope, the noose around my neck and stuff like that. It's really, the song is really more about self-love, you know what I mean? And then always, I'm a product of my past, and I came up in a, you know, in an abusive household, and kind of isolation therapy is what I call it, to where I chose to isolate myself versus, you know, getting beaten. You know, and when you start that way, and you know, I was very young, you have a hard time finding self-confidence and self-assurance, you know what I mean? And I've always wrestled with that. you know what I mean? And that's really what the song is kind of about. You know, it's more about that. You cried yourself to sleep. You know, have you felt this incomplete? You know, that's those lyrics are just where you just, you know, it's a heavy, it's an emotionally heavy track. You know, it's very emotionally heavy in the sense of moth. You know, there was a deep underlying meaning in that. In Hush, you know, very deep underlying meaning in that. Very heavy songs, but not, you know, not, you know, there's a different heavy. And I think that that's kind of what Hell Yeah does, is we explore, I try to bring to lyrically explore all human emotion. There's not just anger, you know what I mean? There's many things, you know, there's sadness, there's helplessness, there's happiness, you know what I mean? And I try to, there are many emotions in the human experience. And I think that that's what we try to do. And it's so cool when we put out songs and they resonate in people. And people can make them applicable to their own life. You know, I'm you know, when I say that Love Falls is really about me wrestling with self-love, and it's always just feel like I'm on the edge of just losing it. You know, I hope that I didn't just hurt what that song meant to somebody else, you know, because I want you to, whatever you hear when you hear the song and how it resonates in you, that's what I want. I want you to take that song and make it fit in your life however you need for it to fit in your life, because that's important. That brings you closer to the song, which in turn is going to bring you closer to the band. And we believe in heavy metal family. We believe that, you know, it's like, I can't save the world. I know that. You know what I mean? But it's like a Hobson's choice. You take what, you know, you take what you can. You know what I mean? And if you can't have it all, you just take what you can, you know? And I'll take what I can versus taking nothing. You know what I mean? So if I can save one life, if I can dry one tear, you know what I mean? If I can give one smile, you know what I mean? Or whatever, then that's what I want. That's what I want out of music. You know, I want to save lives and I want to help people live a better life. You know what I mean? Through my stories. You know, my band gives me amazing compositions to be able to write to. And I'm thankful for those guys every day. You know, they keep me alive. The crowd, they give me every bit as much as I give them. I mean, the interaction that we have with our crowd is so, so special. I love it, man. It's like we play a few songs and then, you know, I'm wigging out and, you know, going crazy. And I kind of flip the switch, you know, when I'm talking to them, you know what I mean? I turn off crazy guy, you know, and I just want to talk to him like a human being. Because I don't fucking believe in social totems. Like, this person, oh, I'm in a band, so I'm higher than you. You know, I'm more, no, that's not right. You know what I mean? You know, the guy that drives a truck and hauls groceries to my grocery store. Thank you. You know what I mean? It takes all of us to make the world go round, is what I'm saying. And I just don't believe in social totems. You know what I mean? So I like to, when I'm talking to the crowd, I like to talk to them. Like, we're just like, we're broing down because they're my friends. They're my friends, man. I mean, you know, I respond to people on my Instagram and stuff like that all the time. And people are just like, wow, you know, it's just so cool that you do that and stuff like that. And I'm like, humility is the greatest human trait I think you can have. You know, always stay humble. Always keep your feet on the ground. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a Decline of Western Civilization Part 2. Or do you remember that? The documentary? And Ozzy was on there. And this was, I think I was 17 years old when I saw that. And he said something. Ozzy. Yes. Yes, Ozzy. The man. You know, the king. Said something that resonated in me before I ever thought of becoming a musician in that documentary. And he's like, someone once told him, don't fuck people on the way up, because you'll meet them on the way back down. Oh, yeah. And that resonated to me at 17 years old, you know, or 18 years old, or whenever I saw that, you know, long before a music career, you know what I mean? And I think that that's just really, that one line has always just kind of helped me just realize that, you know, I have a job to do, you know what I mean? But it, you know, I don't consider myself any more special than anyone else. Maybe if I did, I could find some of that self-love that I'm looking for. But, you know what I mean? You know what? I'll take it. You know what I mean? I always just take what I can get. And I'm so appreciative. Our band is so appreciative of the following. And it's like I've been telling kids every night, something's happening here that is so special that you might have not even realize. We're all here right now together, and we're carrying the torch for metal. You know what I mean? I didn't start it. I wasn't the first band. I'm certainly not going to be the last band, you know, in metal.
Step by step.
Exactly. And that's I'm going to hand it off. You know, I've got a shelf life. I'm a realist. I can't do this shit forever. And eventually, you know, I'll fade away and the new one will come up and it'll be sad for me to pass it, but I'll proudly pass it, you know what I mean, on just to keep the metal vibe alive, because I think it's so important, you know. Heavy metal saved my life, you know what I mean? It really did, you know. Back in the days when I was talking about being younger and stuff like that, you know, a friend gave me a Motley Crue Too Fast for Love tape. And I'd been around music my whole life, you know what I mean? My mom was into Sabbath and Skinner and, I mean, Queen, and, you know, I had albums, vinyl, like tons of vinyl. And I used to, you know, sneak and put them on the, you know, the stuff like that. And it was awesome. But when I heard, you know, double kicks, and I'm like, whoa. Like, it just, it got its meat hooks in me. And from then on, it was just like, boom, you know, Motley Crue, Too Fast for Love, Shot at the Devil. And then it was Metallica, Ride the Lightning. And then it was Slayer. And then, you know, going back and buying the back catalogs of both those bands. And fucking, you know, just heavier and heavier and heavier. And it couldn't get heavy enough. And then, you know, Alice in Chains and Korn, and think about all the movement that music's made, you know what I mean? Slipknot, you know what I mean? Shit, Mudvayne, Pantera, fuck, you know? I mean, I was a Pantera, huge Pantera fan. All my friends were Pantera fans. I saw those guys open, or I didn't see them open. I saw them play a show in a club, and they were doing 3 warm-up dates. I've had this conversation with Vinny 100 times if I've had it with him once. Before they did Vulgar, before they released Vulgar, they did 3 warm-up shows. And I was at one of those warm-up shows. So, I mean, I saw them early as shit, and I saw them 14 times, you know. So, and every fucking time it was amazing, you know. So, it was rad. But, you know, like those bands that I mentioned and many, many more, you know, all are the reason I'm here today. Honest to God. I mean, And carrying that torch, I know this world is getting more and more just fucking off the rails. You know what I mean? And I know that, there's a whole batch of new youngsters, new little hellions that are coming up. You know, and we need to keep this music alive. We really do, man. And you know, I just want to tell everybody, just always support metal. And when you go to shows, man, you know, like, that's supporting metal. You know what I mean? Just go to shows, man. Release. I call it the release for life relief. You know what I mean? Like, just let go. Leave your problems, your ailments, your sickness, your worries, your whatever the hell's going on at home, family, bullshit, or whatever. Just leave it at the door. You know what I mean? Check it at the door. You know, sometimes we're just hanging on too tight in life, and sometimes you just got to open your fucking hand and let go. You know what I mean? And what better place to do it than in a space? You know, you might not know everybody in there, but there's one common denominator, and that's music. And that's why we're all there, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. And just release, let go. All those problems are going to be there when you leave. But man, this music's empowering. and you're going to feel better when you walk out. Those problems are going to be lighter. You know what I mean? They're not going to be, and maybe you'll brush some bullshit off that got added to that pile. You know what I mean? That didn't even need to be there. You know, life does that. One straw at a time, you know, just one little straw, and then it breaks the back. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's music is very cathartic, man. It's therapy for me, you know. And I see it all the time. I see it in people's faces, man. They're just singing, screaming, yelling, yeah, you know. Nothing about those people is probably how they are in their everyday life. You know what I mean? Which is awesome that I get to share those moments with them. You know what I mean? I'm so appreciative of that. So thank you, everybody, for coming out and losing your fucking minds with me, because I'm losing my mind up there too. And they help me as much as I help them. I fully believe that.
Awesome. Chadness, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate the time today.
Did we talk?
Well, you did, but you covered all the points that I had wanted to get to, so we went actually 16 straight minutes on one question.
Holy shit, what was the question?
I don't even remember now, but, we'll just ask you how things were going and why it was going so well. But see, that's good enough to start with. Hey,
man.
You're like a brother. It's good to see you.
You're like a brother. It's good to see you, and it's good to talk to you, and it's great, man. You're just part of it, you know what I mean? You're such a big part of it. Hard Drive's such a big part of it, and it has been for years.
Thanks again to Chad Gray of Hell Yeah, and to Lou Brutus, of course, for being his wonderful self, and to you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like more, make sure to subscribe to the Hard Drive DL on your podcasting platform of choice. You can find us at iTunes, Google Play, and Blog Talk Radio, and of course, it's always free of charge. If you want more Hard Drive Radio, check us out on the web, harddriveradio.com. Also, we're on the socials at Hard Drive Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Till next time, thanks for listening. I'm Paulie Walnuts, and this was Hard Drive DL.
This is Hard Drive DL. Check out more. Download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app or visit harddriveradio.com.